So I just invite you to relax and breathe. Just a couple of slow, deep breaths to our heart space. That's all it takes to remind our bodies that we're safe. And this is a great time to give ourselves permission to let go, to relax, to sink deeply into that beautiful space of peace that underlies all of the activity. Breathing into the peace. And releasing any kind of tension or stress or resistance. Just letting go into the peace. Centering down into that beautiful space of love that ever exists at the center. Abraham always says the larger part of us, our inner being, is ever filled with love and joy and lightness of being. And they remind us so often, there is nothing serious going on here, and it's time to lighten up. And that's definitely the message of the quote that I have today from the February 26, 2025 Abraham Now workshop. The title that we posted it under was Goof Off More. I just want to giggle when I hear the words goof off. It just feels like fun already. Hi, Abraham. This questioner wasn't having fun in the moment when they asked this question. She said, I have a question for you today, and it's how to find balance between my work and social life. I've been really struggling. I love my business and I devote a lot of time to it. But the bigger we get, the more we grow, the less time I have for any kind of social life. And anytime I take time off, there's this looming feeling. I feel like I'm so scared of falling farther behind. I could be using that time to get back to people. I could be using that time to organize our schedule. And I'm struggling so hard to find alignment because I know I need balance. And I think I just feel like I'm missing that right now. So that was kind of intense. So take another deep breath. Just give yourself permission to relax into that beautiful space of peace. And open up to hear Abraham's adorable answer. They said, so recently we've been playing with Esther. And we've been telling her, we want you to goof off more. Goof off more. But it's more than that. It's more than the balance of your social life with your friends. It's more than goofing off. It's goofing off and not feeling guilty. Stay with us. Let's say that you have so many dollars in your bank account and you're not going to goof off and just spend it. You're going to feel shortage consciousness and you're going to feel stingy with your dollars. So there's no balance going on. There's no in and out. You've got it pinched off with some attitude or mindset. So in like manner, let's say your bank account isn't money, it's your time. And the time is just not enough for all you want to do. The requests are being made. There's not a balance of in and out, and you can't let more helpers in because you've got shortage consciousness. No good ideas can flow to you. You can't do enough is what you're describing to us and discovering yourself. There's not enough action in the world to compensate for the imbalance in your bank account of energy, of ideas, of helpers. You've got to goof off and not feel guilty about it. And that takes some doing because you formed a belief over time, most people do, that there's this much time to do this much stuff and that brings in this much money. But that's not how the law of attraction works. The law of attraction is not responding to your action. The law of attraction is responding to your vibration. So the imbalance is not in the number of employees or the money. The imbalance is asking for more than you believe you have the time or money for. So we've talked about quite a bit over time about the power of you focusing on things that are already in your life. Easy to find, easy existing matches. Speaking to the questioner, Abraham said, "You almost cried during this video. You're feeling pretty overwhelmed and sorry for yourself, and we understand it. Esther has been there over time. When you have a big life and big things that you're asking for and lots of people in your world, and you have a sense of responsibility about it, we get it. But as you are the keeper of your point of attraction, period, when there's an imbalance, then you want to step up your action because that's what other people have always taught you to do. You got to do more to get more. There's got to be pain or there can't be any gain. And that's not how the universe works. The universe answers your request when you ask. But the question that we're asking you is, are you asking in a balanced way or in an imbalanced way? Are you asking with the door closed? Like, I feel sorry for myself, I'm overwhelmed, I'm not getting enough sleep. Or are you asking with the door open? I have a lovely life and whatever I need comes to me. So that's why we're encouraging you to give yourself permission to just goof off. Stop being responsible for a minute here or there. Stop being responsible through action and try to be responsible through emotion, which means try to find something to feel better about now and do it over and 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 over until you're in the zone. It's indescribable. And it's not something that a lot of the human world wants to hear from you because they really think you should suffer if you're going to receive. But you're not going to receive while you're suffering. You're going to receive while you're goofing off. Now hear this. Esther said to a friend yesterday as they were going on their Taco Bell vortex. It's just a fun hour where they drive on the freeway, like what they see. Never stop acknowledging the beauty of the day or of the drive or what they're seeing on the drive. And then they get something that's pleasing to them to eat for a lot of different reasons. It's fast and they can eat in the car, so they have control of the vibrational environment around them. And as they continue to sit there in an attitude of utter upliftment and well-being, that even when they're focused upon a question or something they want to resolve, it's still the Taco Bell vortex. It's where there's a predominant balance of in and out, in and out, in and out. And while they're driving, one or the other of them often says, "Can you feel what a good job we're doing to our point of attraction right now?" I think this is what Abraham's talking about. Feeling like this, free and happy about life and about this drive and about this town and about this world and about that ocean and about this car and about this and this and this and this and this and this and this. In other words, sort of softly rampaging about easy existing matches. And knowing that this is the best possible work you could be doing. Abraham, really? Goofing off is the best thing I could be doing? Yes, it's the most productive thing you can do right now. Goof off without guilt is the most productive thing we can do right now. And as we do that, it's a great job that we're doing to our point of attraction. So let's just take a few minutes and goof off without guilt. Let's imagine relaxing deeply. Imagine being somewhere where you feel absolutely blissful and totally willing to relax. It could be a spa or a chaise lounge by a pool. It could be a baseball game or a birthday party or settling in to read a great book or watching your favorite TV show. Goofing off without guilt. Just finding an easy existing match to relaxing deeply. How can you relax deeply in your imagination? Where are your favorite places to relax? Do you like to relax alone? Or would you rather be with a friend? Maybe it's being out romping with your fur-faced family members. Maybe it's calling someone who always feels uplifting to you. We're looking for easy existing matches. Where do you see beauty? My mind keeps going to walking along the shore in ankle-deep water, feeling and hearing the ocean lapping at my feet, looking out at the horizon, seeing pelicans all lined up in a row, flying past. Seeing dolphins leap out of the water. Seeing an osprey dive in and grab a fish and fly inland to its family. What's an easy existing match for you in this moment? If that is just exquisitely beautiful, stay there and play longer. But you can also think of other things that feel like this, free and happy about life. What helps you feel free? Goofing off without guilt feels free to me. This week, being able to adjust my schedule to go to the park even before coffee to avoid the heat has felt free to me. Feeling appreciation for a friend and buying a Starbucks gift card felt free to me this week. Acknowledging wonderful people who help. What else feels free and happy? What makes you feel playful? Are there games you like to play? Can you remember playing as a child? It's been a while since I've skipped, but I remember skipping as a kid and how much fun it was for me then. I saw a video of a child kicking a rainbow-colored ball, very small ball, in the shallows by the ocean. And I wanted to play with that little one. feeling playful, laughing, feeling happy. Feeling like you're wanting to celebrate something. My birthday's coming up next month, and I love celebrating my birthday. And I love celebrating other people's birthdays too. What do you love to celebrate? What's an easy existing match for celebration? Are there special foods you enjoy eating in a celebration mode? I'm remembering Chet making homemade strawberry shortcake for me with homemade biscuits and lightly sweetened strawberries and real whipped cream made with creme de cassis instead of sugar. Mwah. It was fabulous. And Chet was always so fun to celebrate with. Do you have people you enjoy celebrating? Or people you remember celebrating with you? When I was a kid, my mother always made the same birthday cake for everybody in the household. And that cake, I haven't tasted it in many, many years, but I remember how good that rich chocolate frosting and that buttery yellow cake was. And I'm grateful that my mother gave me a celebratory cake memory. So we're talking about goofing off without guilt and creating vortexes where we can rampage our appreciation for life, where we feel happy and free and relaxed and playful, excited, joyful, peaceful, comfortable. There are so many wonderful emotions we can feel as we begin making ourselves responsible for our emotions rather than our actions. And then as we line up, the actions fall into place, with brilliant ideas orchestrated with cooperative components that we may never imagined at all. Our inner beings are on the job. And our job is to goof off without guilt. And I'm up for it. How about you? So our time for this meditation is finished, and I'm just so grateful for Abraham and the opportunity to come here and revel in the wonders of life with each of you. So just stretch and find your way back to this present moment and smile at your friends. And so it is.